Hello again, it's Coach Kelly with another edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. In the past, this project has been a little bit hit and miss, but the production has done a good job of bringing results and personality to our parents, athletes, alums, and fan base. So, I've made the decision to commit to putting the podcast together on a more regular and consistent schedule. Also, to broaden the audience and make the podcast more available, I have posted it on iTunes. I have come to listen to three or four different wrestling podcasts on a regular basis and like the option of listening as I used to listen to the radio, in the car, while doing yard work or working out. It has been both entertaining and educational to me as a fan and a coach of the sport. So I thought it'd be a good thing for the Seaman Wrestling community as well. In today's episode, I'll take a look back at the 2015-16 season and talk about what's happening this summer. The 2015-16 season ended with a ninth place showing at the state tournament in Park City. It was a good showing for the team, but one spot and a single point shy of getting team recognition put on the practice room wall for an Elite Eight finish. I especially had my eye on the team race as the tournament came to a close, only to see Salina Central eke us out for eighth place. Coach Peters is a friend of mine, so I congratulate him and the Mustangs. Wrestling is no different than most sports, where the history of your season and your program come down to a single event at the end of the season. There were some neat things that happened during the season, but for the sake of time, let's roll on to the state tournament. As Steinbeck said in the novel, The Pearl, "For it is said that humans are never satisfied. You give them one thing and they want something more. It is one of the greatest talents that the species has." Sure, we would have liked a trophy finish from state or even a top eight showing, but on balance, we really close the year out with our best performance at state, finishing as the top team at state from our regional after a third place regional showing may demonstrate that as fact. Qualifying for state were junior Dawson Podlina at 106 pounds, sophomore Colton Meditz at 113, sophomore Cody Orister at 126, sophomore Colby Anderson at 132, senior Spencer Fortney at 138, junior Matt Schlossman at 145, sophomore Gavin Haydenrich at 152, freshman Sam Payne at 170, freshman Killian McDonald at 182, senior Bailey Kelly at 195 pounds, junior Ruben Juarez at 220, and senior Ian Hall at 285. It should be noted that Dre Podlina had a great chance of qualifying at 120 pounds, but an elbow dislocation at the league tournament just 2 weeks before regionals cut his season short. Of the non-medalists, Meditz, Schlossman, Juarez, and Hall made it to day two. Meditz went 2-2 and bowed out in the blood round, just one match from placing. He made sacrifices to make 113 this year and was tenacious on top. Colton could be a force in the lineup next season if he builds from his performance in the final stretch of the 2015-16 season. Schlossman made his third trip to state and looks to make the podium during his senior year. Juarez is a unique talent that has shown sparks of making his own waves as a senior. Hall broke out in a big way last season as a junior, finishing with 27 falls and a third place medal at state. This year, he didn't quite capture the same magic and had an up and down season, and it came to an end with a controversial loss on the backside at state. Ian will move on to college football at Hutch JUCO next year. We wish him the best and feel fortunate for the 4 years that he was in the program. It was quite a run with Ian and his older brother Dylan as our heavyweights in the lineup for 5 years. The duo accounted for 125 falls. They are currently number 3 and number 4 in the program's all-time falls category, separated by a single fall, I might add. I won't say who had more falls, but Ian, it's too bad you had a few injuries during your junior season. We ended up with 3 medalists in finalists Dawson Podlina and Bailey Kelly, and 5th place finisher Spencer Fortney. Fortney had one of those matches in the blood round that as a coach you use for an example for seasons to come. I was formulating my concession speech and getting ready to receive him as he was coming off the last match of his career, just shy of earning a medal in a deep weight class at state. Instead, he turned things around, got into an extended flurry of action that saw each wrestler gaining control. Spencer somehow came on top and secured the fall in the closing seconds for the win. It's moments like that with great young people like Spencer that make this coaching gig worth it. Incredibly, after a physically and emotionally draining experience like that, Spencer put it together and won his fifth place match to record his 40th win of the season. Only Bryant Gillen, 2013 grad, and Dawson Podlina this season have recorded 40 or more victories in the history of the program. So that's quite an accomplishment. We're going to visit with Spencer shortly and get his reflection and let us know what's in store for his future. Dawson Podlina is a bit like the tortoise in the classic children's book. Although I change slow and steady to sure and steady wins the race, the point is made. He is an honor student, state-level athlete in cross-country and track and field as well as wrestling, and conducts himself above reproach in all walks of his life. The kid is just top shelf. And it's no wonder, coming from the family that he does. I'd take a room full of Shayla's, Dawson's, and Dre's. Mom and Dad can be proud of that group. Three of Dawson's four losses this year came to state champions, and his 44 wins ties Gillen for the Seaman's single season record for wins. He got the job done all season and capped it off with a state runner-up finish. I'm looking forward to seeing what's in store for his senior season. Bailey Kelly capped off his high school career with a state championship. After four state medals, two Centennial League crowns, and over 100 career victories, he cemented himself among the elite in the history of the Seaman wrestling program. Bailey's senior season may not have even happened. 4 months before his state finals match, during a routine non-contact skeleton drill in football practice, he cut to the left and felt a snapping sensation in his right knee. 2 days later, an MRI revealed the news, a torn ACL. His football career was over, and his senior wrestling season was in question. The rehab routine was demanding, but he never lost focus of his goal of not only returning, but also winning a state championship, however unrealistic that may have been, especially in those early stages of rehab. He returned to practice on New Year's Day, 2016, and competed for the first time 3 weeks later. He took a loss during his second week back, but continued to improve and kept a good attitude. 4 weeks after that loss, his only loss of the season, he met the same opponent in the state championship match. This time, he came out on top with a dramatic takedown and back points in the closing seconds for a fairy tale ending to the nightmare that was. As a parent or coach, I would never want anyone to go through something like that, but it certainly showed the depth of his character and dedication to a cause. I'm certain the man upstairs had more than a little to do with it as well. Bailey has had a good offseason as well, winning the Rocky Mountain Nationals and earning All-American honors at the Folkstyle Nationals in Cedar Falls, as well as freestyle and Greco state titles. Bailey has accepted an offer to compete at Division II powerhouse Maryville University of St. Louis, where he's also been accepted into the physical therapy program. As a parent and coach, I'm thankful that he'll have the honor and privilege of joining Coach Denny's program. So there you have it, a recap of the state tournament. It's now time to shift focus to the off season and to the 2016-17 season. But before we do that, let's take the opportunity to check in with Spencer Fortney. Spencer wasn't able to make it into our beautifully remodeled North Topeka studio, so he'll be joining us via our secure Skype line. Spencer, welcome to the fray. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing real good. I'm glad you're able to join us by our secure Skype line here. I hear you've been putting more than a few hours into your job delivering shingles and supplies for the roofing company. How's that been going?
Oh, yeah. It's been going really well. Last week, I got 70 hours of work put in, so I got 30 hours of overtime, which is a very good paycheck.
And then, awesome.
Yeah, and then this week, I got about 60 hours. So, I mean, I'm keeping busy.
Well, that's tough work, and I'm hoping that the wrestling practice has prepared you for it.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
All right, let's just get right into it here. In today's environment, you had an unusual introduction to wrestling, both in your late start and your lack of exposure to it before you came to the Seaman District. Tell us a little bit about how you made your way to the wrestling room.
Oh, well, in middle school, we didn't have wrestling as a sport, so I pretty much just played baseball and, like, all the other main sports my whole life. And then when high school started, I knew I didn't want to play basketball anymore. So I guess my other option was wrestling, so I just decided to give it a try. I mean, it turned out loving it, so.
Awesome. And just to interject, for those of the listeners that don't know, you transferred from the 501, the Topeka Public School System, to the Seaman School District after your eighth grade year. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. And they don't offer middle school sports in that district. So, and I can remember, you know, in Kansas, we're allowed to have preseason non-sport-specific practices for kids that aren't out for a fall sport. So you came to those religiously, and I at first wondered who is this kid. I don't remember him from middle school, and he's coming every day and working hard, and just nose to the grindstone. So it was that was kind of my introduction. And also tell us a little bit about your mom wasn't real excited, as I understand, about you being her her boy being beat up out there on the mat. Tell us a little bit about that and how you persevered through that and kept it going, and how things kind of came full circle.
I mean, yeah, she's really protective and gets nervous really easily. So, I mean, watching me wrestle did not go over well for her. But my stepdad kind of convinced her to let me try it out, and so I gave it a try. And she still to this day won't watch my wrestling matches. Yeah. But I mean, like after the record and everything, and she knows that I'm okay after the match, she'll watch it.
Well, I think she's probably in pretty good company. I know there's a lot of moms out there that are the same. But, and to kind of paint the whole picture, after you started in wrestling, the first time you ever been on a wrestling mat was your freshman year, and you had a 500 JV record, followed by a 5-8 varsity record as a sophomore, and then a 17-22 record as a junior. How do you account for a senior season that saw you get 40 wins and a fifth place medal at state, and I might add in a really deep weight class, and in the 40 wins, we've only had that happen, that's just a third time, and Brian Gillen, who really owns every record in the Seaman wrestling history books, has 44, and Dawson Podlina, two-time state medalist, state finalist, is the other one that has 44, and then you come in at 40, and then everybody else is after that. So kind of take us through what it took to get you from a 500 JV record as a freshman, no winning records in between there, to 40 wins. And it was interesting, you kind of hit on it when you said that you kind of fell in love with the sport or just loved it. And kind of take us through what that took.
Well, obviously showing up to practice every day, don't make excuses to why you can't. I know getting that Ironman award was a motivation to show up to practice every day. But from my junior to senior season, I broke my hand my first match over the summer. So I didn't really have any wrestling practice over that summer, so I really don't know how I improved so much. I guess it was just my senior season, I guess just my drive to do better, knowing it's my last season of wrestling. So just that motivation.
Sometimes I guess that's what it does take. And, the next question kind of leads into that a little bit, because it's my idea that if we have kids taking care of it in the classroom, it really does spill over into what their dedication is like in the practice room. And as a team, mm-hmm. we've won the academic state title three times in recent years and finished as a first team selection several times. And it's something that I really push, and it's not, it's a little bit selfish. I mean, it's not just because, I want to, high academic achievers, because I know that that's going to bring you farther in what you want to do in your life, but also for our program. I just really think it makes a difference if you have kids that are taken care of in the classroom. And that's a lot of that is due to student athletes like you. What do you find is the key to keeping up your grades, especially during the grind of the wrestling season? I mean, I know you were one that never complained, but really did cut quite a bit of weight to for the betterment of the team. As you said, you won the Ironman award, which is very difficult to get in our program. What that means is no practices or competitions or scheduled events missed for any reason. and any reason could be a death in the family. It could be a surgery. We had Stephen Cooksey, always bring that up as an example, a super dedicated kid, but he missed one practice, one of the years, and it was because he had surgery, and he didn't get the Ironman for just that, and for you to earn that, you know, that's a pretty big deal. So, you know, take us through a little bit what it takes to be a real student athlete.
Well, you need a lot of self-discipline, which I think goes hand in hand with wrestling. That's what you need to be successful. And I think that, so yeah, those two go hand in hand, and you can, that's a testament as to why all three of the state medalists were members of the National Honor Society. So I think they just, yeah, they go hand in hand with each other.
Yeah, that really was a pretty cool cool deal that our our state medalists this year, all our honor students, all actually above 4-point grade point averages. So that was really cool. You're going to be attending K-State this fall. You're going to study engineering. Now, we've talked about your dedication on the wrestling mat, and I think kind of a funny story is you were in honors calculus this year, and we're going to had a spot to take an elective class. You could have taken Coach Child's wood shop, I guess what you did, but you could have taken metals or some other kind of fun kind of class. But instead, you were going to take college algebra just as an elective. So tell me about your academic goals and how the wrestling background might play into your success that you're hoping to have at K-State.
Well, yeah, I love math. This is the reason I took college algebra. I found that fun. But
that makes one of us.
Yeah, so my goals are just keep getting A's. I mean, I was wanting to do so much math just so well prepare me for the engineering program, because I know I'm going to be needing a lot of math then.
Yeah.
So I guess preparing me and wanting to be successful is the reason, keeping my grades up and everything.
Well, very good. I think that's a real tribute. I think it's a real mistake that, especially with a subject like math, if the kids get all the requirements that they need and don't have to take a math class that last semester of their senior year.
Yeah, they don't.
I think that's a real mistake because, when you get onto the college campus, it's, a lot of those supports that are with you in high school are there, and you're just not as brushed up on it. So I really think that was a good idea on your part. K-State has a heck of a football program. And I might add, several former wrestlers are contributing greatly to their success, but they don't have a wrestling program. They did way back in the day. In fact, my dad wrestled for Iowa State back in the early 50s, and it's interesting. I see old news clippings of them wrestling K-State, so that's pretty cool to see that. But you have expressed interest in wrestling on their club team, though. They've had a strong club team now and then, and really have things going pretty well now. Is that something you're still planning on doing?
So I'm going to look more into it when I get on the campus and see if I want to do it from there and see if it fits into my schedule too.
All right. Very, very good. Very good.
Yeah. And I'm still looking at it.
In one way, shape or form, I hope you do, stay involved in wrestling, whether that be as an official or actually participating or maybe doing some coaching on the side. Cause I think you have a lot to add to the sport. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just thanks for having me, and can't wait to see what next season has in store for us.
All right. Sounds good. A coach doesn't often see a young man like Spencer come through their program. He didn't see a lot of success along the way, but as you heard, he fell in love with the sport and made a splash during his senior year. With his accomplishments, will forever be recognized on the walls of our practice room. It was truly an honor to have Spencer in the program, and I hope he will come back to visit us in the future. Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you.
In other happenings since the state tournament, Jesse Boyer, Matt Schlossman, and Dawson Podlina represented the program at the club state tournament in March. Schlossman had a good performance, but bowed out on the backside. Podlina earned his 9th club state placing and his first championship. His first club state placing was back in 2007, and he finished no lower than 3rd place. Also qualifying was Landon Willard, who will be a freshman next season. We are looking forward to a great career from that young man. In April, a contingent of Seaman wrestlers and coaches attended the Olympic trials in Iowa City. The group was witness to some of the best wrestling in the world during that 3-day event. In just several weeks from now, we hope to see Olympic medals by some of those Team USA representatives that we saw live. In May, we hosted the Seaman Wrestling Camp for our elementary kids. They learned the basics, and some of our current Vikings helped out as a camp as well. June has been a busy month for the program. On Thursday evenings, we again hosted the Top City Summer Wrestling League. It's the sixth annual event, and it drew, for the first time, over 100 athletes from the Northeast Kansas area. We're going to wrap that up next Thursday with our final night of the Top City Wrestling Summer League. We've also continued to host a regional training center since early April, and we'll wrap that up in early July, and we will again host the Sunflower State Games. With the competition available around home, we certainly hope that we have a lot of season and the off-season winners for accumulating at least 20 matches during the off-season. Before signing off, I want to remind you that we are on iTunes now, so you can search some of the past programs that we've had there and keep them for your listening pleasure. This has been Seaman Wrestling Head Coach Patrick Kelly with the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.